Ever wake up feeling like a storm cloud followed you out of bed? Yeah, that's anger and resentment brewing, folks. We all get there sometimes. Life throws curveballs, people make mistakes, and yeah, it stings. But holding onto that hurt, that bitterness, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It just messes with you, your peace, your happiness. That's why today on Strong Starts, we're tackling something super important. Cultivating forgiveness. You know that feeling when you've been holding on to a grudge, replaying a scenario in your head over and over? It feels heavy, right? Like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. But forgiveness isn't about condoning the action, it's about freeing yourself from that emotional weight. It's about choosing peace over anger, letting go of the past to create space for a brighter future. So how do we actually do this? How do we become masters of our own emotions instead of slaves to them? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and reclaim your inner peace. First up, understand that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's not a switch you flip overnight. There will be days when anger creeps back in, but that's okay. Acknowledge those feelings, allow yourself to feel them without judgment, then gently guide your thoughts towards forgiveness. Remember, this is about your well-being, not about excusing the other person's actions. Next, empathy, my friends, is your secret weapon. Try to see things from their perspective. What might have led them to make that hurtful choice? Were they struggling with something you weren't aware of? It doesn't excuse the behavior, but understanding their motivations can help you release some of the anger and resentment you're holding on to. Thirdly, communication is key. If it feels safe and appropriate, consider talking to the person who hurt you. Not necessarily to accuse them or get revenge, but to express how their actions affected you. This can be a powerful step in healing and moving forward. Now, sometimes talking isn't possible or helpful. So what then? That brings us to practicing self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. You're going through something difficult, so treat yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a close friend. Remember, healing takes time, and it's okay to have setbacks along the way. Finally, let go of the need for retribution. Forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. Holding onto that bitterness only hurts you in the long run. Let go of the desire for revenge and choose peace instead. Think about a time when you were deeply hurt by someone. Maybe a betrayal, a broken promise, or a harsh word that left a lasting sting. Now imagine yourself choosing forgiveness. What would that feel like? Lighter? Freer? More peaceful? That's the power of letting go. You don't have to wait for an apology, you don't have to condone what happened, and you certainly don't have to pretend it didn't hurt. Forgiveness is about recognizing the pain, acknowledging your feelings, and consciously choosing to release the grip that anger has on you. Think of it like this. Imagine a tangled ball of yarn representing that anger and resentment. You can keep pulling at it, getting more frustrated, or you can gently unwind the knots, letting go of the tension one by one. It takes effort, but the freedom on the other side is worth it. Remember, my friends, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to move forward with grace and strength. So take a deep breath, let go of the past, and embrace the power of forgiveness. You deserve peace, you deserve happiness, and most importantly, you are worthy of love and compassion even when things get tough. Go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the message of forgiveness and create a world where we choose peace over anger, understanding over resentment. Catch you in the next Strong Starts episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.